Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. This evening's show is in the bag. We're going to have breakfast and communicate by several different means. But to get us started, as a former grocery clerk, I especially appreciate that last week on February 20th, all the way back in 1872, Luther Kroll received a patent for a machine for manufacturing paper bags. Patent number 123-811 called for the bags to have two longitudinal inward folds. Yep, sure enough. So here to commemorate Luther Kroll's invention are a couple of songs about bags, starting off with Jack Pettus and his pets.
I feel amend. I've got confidence.
And when you've got confidence, you must feel amend.
Not a bit in doubt what it's all about.
Now, if I mention someone's name,
you're going to hear me shout, it's in the bag. My baby loves me now.
It's in the bag. That means you're sure as how.
One time she had me worried that there was someone else.
Now you don't fear, the coast is clear.
Yeah, it's in the bag. Her mama said okay.
And did her pa say, don't let it drag? I'll bet you feel satisfied.
And you won't hear me brag till I hear the parson say, it's in the bag.
Say, you must be bright.
Well, I'm not a fool.
Where'd you get your wisdom from?
I got it all in school.
Ah, you're in love with she?
And she's in love with me.
Well, do you love each other?
Why, it's plain as ABC, it's in the bag. She's got 100,000.
It's in the bag. How can I use some now?
Well, I'm not the kind that's selfish.
After you are wed, will you get half?
Don't make me laugh. It's in the bag.
You'll buy a bungalow
that I will pay for
with all her dough.
Mm-hmm. And maybe in a year or so,
the stork will write a tag.
Here's a package, he will say, it's in the bag. Now take a politician, he'll tell you with a grin, I know who'll win, I'll let you win.
We know who'll be elected, and we don't mean to brag.
A Republican or Democrat. It's in the bag.
The Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare from 1928, and It's in the Bag. And we started the show with Jack Pettus and His Pets and Bag of Blues, recorded for OK on February 8, 1929. In the band, Eddie Lang on guitar. Bag of Blues was co-written by Pettus, and the band had recorded it for Victor on July 3rd of 1928. Reedman Jack Pettus was born in Danville, Illinois in 1902. He taught himself the C melody sax and in 1919 became an original member of Paul Mayer's Friars Society Orchestra, which was renamed as the New Orleans Rhythm Kings in 1923. In 1924, Pettus joined Ben Burney's orchestra in New York, playing tenor and C melody sax and clarinet. He recorded under his own name and a number of pseudonyms beginning in 1926 and was active into the 1930s. Last week, on February 21st in 1950, the first International Pancake Race was held in Liberal, Kansas. The annual event pits the women of Liberal, Kansas against the women of Olney, Bucks, England. They run a 415-yard S-shaped course carrying a pancake in a skillet, and they must toss the pancake three times while on the run. The record for the fastest pancake carrier was set by American Sheila Turner in 1975 at 58.5 seconds. Well, I don't have any records about pancakes, but I do have some about waffles. Here's the Missouri Jazz Band.
Thank you.
Johnny Beiersdorfer and his Jazzola Novelty Orchestra and Waffle Man's Call, recorded in New Orleans on March 17, 1924. Waffle Man's Call was written by Steve Loiacano, who played banjo in the band, and Nunzio Scaglioni, clarinetist in the band. And before Johnny Beiersdorfer, it was the Missouri Jazz Band, one of a whole slew of pseudonyms for the California Ramblers, and Waffles from April 9, 1926. The vocal there was by Arthur Hall. And where else are you going to hear records about waffles but here on Rapidly Rotating Records? I'm Glenn Robison, and we're going to whistle and blow the blues away when we return right after this. If you've ever attended or watched a professional sporting event on TV, you've more than likely heard an Acme Thunderer. The Acme Thunderer is a whistle invented by Joseph Hudson, an English toolmaker from Birmingham, England, in 1884. The Acme Thunderer has been heard in 137 countries, and over 160 million Thunderers have been manufactured by Hudson & Company, which is still based in Birmingham, England. Acme Thunderers aren't used just at sporting events, either. British policemen use them, and if you were a passenger on Titanic, you would have heard one there, too. I happen to have an Acme Thunderer myself, along with a genuine Hudson siren whistle. As well as several other assorted whistles. So here to commemorate Joseph Hudson's Acme Thunderer are some songs about whistling, starting off with Gene Cardos.
And whistle and blow your blues away. You're bound to lose your troubles and every care. They're only little bubbles, so give them air. Come on and wash the gray. Just whistle and blow your blues away. ¶¶ we'll swing along through the day.
And whistle and blow your blues away.
You're about to lose your troubles and every care. They're only little bubbles, so give them air.
Right up and whistle away your blues. Whistle away your blues. Whistle away. Although your life seems bitter, remember that all the wise birds twitter before the break of day. So when you're down and locked, just pucker up and whistle away your blues. Whistle away your blues. Whistle away.
Jay Whidden, his vocal and his new Midnight Follies band from December 14, 1926, and Whistle Away Your Blues, written by Leo Robin and Richard Myers. And before Jay Whidden, we heard the Gene Cardos Orchestra recording for the Crown label as Joel Shaw and his orchestra, and Whistle and Blow Your Blues Away from March 14, 1932. There really was a Joel Shaw, although his real last name was Schwartz, and he was the band's pianist. Shaw and Cardos had become good friends while both were playing the vaudeville circuit in 1925, and their musical association lasted into the 1950s. Here are a couple more whistle songs. Thank you.
wouldn't whistle. Now he was not so slow at kissing her, you know. And every time he'd steal a kiss, he'd blow, blow, blow. But the little wouldn't whistle, no matter how she tried, it wouldn't go. He said, you're just the kind of girl for me. Then kissed her underneath the willow tree. She tried to blow the whistle, the little wooden whistle, but the little wooden whistle wouldn't blow. Even if you don't know how to carry a tune, this'll make you whistle, bound to make you whistle. Start you off on Monday and right through the Sunday, it's bound to make you whistle all the time.
I hope that song fulfilled its goal of making you whistle. Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans, August 19, 1936, and This'll Make You Whistle. The vocalist was Jack Evetts. Carol Gibbons was an American leading a British band, as was Jay Whidden, whom we heard a few minutes ago. Before Carol Gibbons, we heard the Columbia Novelty Orchestra in 1924 and the Little Wooden Whistle Wouldn't Whistle. Some whistle songs in honor of the Acme Thunderer, and you're hearing them on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. If you have a request for a future edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, I'd love to hear from you. You can send requests or comments about the show, or suggestions for topics for that matter, by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. We're going to have a filibuster when we return right after this. Last week, on February 18th in 1841, the first continuous filibuster in the U.S. Senate began. A filibuster in legislative practice is the parliamentary tactic used in the United States Senate by a minority of the senators, sometimes even a single senator, to delay or prevent parliamentary action by talking so long that the majority either grants concessions or withdraws the bill. Unlike the House of Representatives, in which rules limit speaking time, the Senate allows unlimited debate on a bill, and speeches can be completely irrelevant to the issue. The word filibuster is derived from the Spanish filibustero and originally described 16th-century pirates. Filibuster was in use in the political sense by the mid-1800s. In 1957, Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina talked for more than 24 hours, the longest individual filibuster on record, as part of an unsuccessful attempt by Southern senators to obstruct civil rights legislation. But before I get accused of filibustering, here's a set of songs about talking, starting off with McKinney's Cotton Pickers.
Just one day, and tell me that that someone is me. Oh, make me know just how much you love me, and never cease telling me it's true. I've been waiting just to hear you say, oh, gee, I love you, dear. Oh, talk to me, tell me that you love me. Thank you.
George Olson and his music, and Roger and Hart's musical question, What's the Use of Talking?, from 1926, which was preceded by McKinney's Cotton Pickers and Talk to Me, recorded by Victor in New York on November 3, 1930. Continuing this filibuster set of songs, here's Jay Whidden again.
Thank you. Now you go your way and I'll go mine. It's best that we do. Here's a kiss. I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk, talk, talk. Don't you talk about me when I'm gone.
Gene Austin recording in New York on February 5th, 1931, and Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone. Singer and composer Gene Austin was born Eugene Lucas on June 24, 1900, in Gainesville, Texas. The surname Austin is that of his stepfather. He joined the Army when he was 15 and served in France in World War I, after which he studied dentistry and law, but decided on a singing career. Gene Austin composed more than 100 songs, but never learned to read music. He began recording in 1923 and the following year had his first hit song, When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, co-written with Irving Mills. He was frequently on radio and appeared in 3 motion pictures. Austin spent most of his adult life in Las Vegas, Nevada, and in 1962 he ran for governor there but lost to the incumbent. Gene Austin died on January 24, 1972 in Palm Springs, California of lung cancer. And before Gene Austin, we heard Jay Whiddon once again with The Whole Town's Talking, recorded just a couple of months prior to Whistle Away Your Blues on October 21st, 1926. The show is Rapidly Rotating Records, playing vintage music of the 1920s and 30s. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and I'll be back with more right after this. Well, whistling and talking are a couple of ways to communicate, but if those don't succeed in getting your point across, you can always try shouting.
Lift your voice and sing with me. Ba-da-dum-dum-dum, ba-dum-dum-dum. Oh, if the devil grabs your hand, here's one thing that he can't stand. Ba-da-dum-dum-dum, ba-dum-dum-dum. Walk down to the river, singing a hallelujah song. Oh, Lord, up jump the devil before you. Just keep plodding along. Hello, Satan, how you feel? Get the devil off your heels. Ba-da-da-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
far. Look up to the sky. Stand up and shout. Hallelujah.
That old devil should grab your hand. Here's one thing that he can't stand. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout.
Oh, Lord,
shout.
Oh, shout, come on down just a little bit, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, how you feel. Get that old devil right off your heels. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout.
Oh,
Thank you.
Some shouts out to you on Rapidly Rotating Records. We started with the Boswell sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vet, and Shout Sister Shout from April 23, 1931. Then it was one of the first recordings by Erskine Hawkins, Uproar Shout from April 19, 1937. Erskine Hawkins was born July 26, 1914, in Birmingham, Alabama. He began playing drums at age 7, but at 13 switched to the trumpet, which was his main instrument for the rest of his career. While at Alabama State Teachers College, he became the leader of the Bama State Collegians, and in 1934 the band traveled to New York to raise funds for the school during the Depression. While there, the name of the band was changed to the Erskine Hawkins Orchestra, and they began performing regularly at the Savoy Ballroom. Erskine Hawkins wrote some of the most popular hits of the World War II era, including Tuxedo Junction. Then it was Tougaloo Shout, Alex Hill and his orchestra, from December 20, 1929. Alex Hill was born in Little Rock, Arkansas, in April of 1906. His mother was a pianist and music teacher, and Alex turned professional at age 16, playing with several local territory bands. He formed his own band in 1924, and in 1926 joined Mutt Carey's Jeffersonians, in addition to writing for other bands such as Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. And speaking of Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders, we have time for one more shout, but not before I remind you that you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, inviting you to click in or tune in again next week for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and to play the vintage Jeopardy-type music trivia game. Here's Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders and Quality Shout, and until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and I thank you for your very kind attention.